Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello and welcome back to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast. I'm Grace Victory and I'm your host for this week. Parenting this week has been a ride. Settling in Cyprus, my oldest, at Forest School. He absolutely adores it, but drop-offs can be quite emotional, mainly for me. I find leaving him quite hard, but I feel like it's a very positive step in the right direction with Cyprus learning a bit more independence. Today's guest on Mum's the Word is Rhea Allen. Rhea is a fellow podcaster, a YouTuber, and a mum of two boys. She's also my friend. Her YouTube videos are like a roller coaster to watch, covering everything from Uber Eats to the Kardashians and the school run. Once you start watching her, it's genuinely hard to stop. Her comedy and personality are infectious. Welcome to the podcast, Rhea Allen. Who are you and how would you describe yourself?
Oh, gosh. You know, that question is so difficult because it's like, who am I? You know, after how many years of having the kids, I don't know. But anyway, I am Rhea Allen. I do content creating on Ed Align and I've got a podcast. I'm on TikTok, I'm on Instagram. And yeah.
And when did you start all of this? Like, what made you this, like, because you are funny.
Thank you.
This comedy...
Screw loose, actually, but yeah.
I understand. Thank you. Where did this come from?
Right, in school, I did... Anyone who's watching from my school will be like, yeah. Because in school, I felt like I didn't have much friends at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So I used to be class clown to just let people be my friend. Yeah. So that's how that started. And then teenage life, I went into retail, hated my job, started ranting on Snapchat. And then people on Snapchat were like, you should put this on YouTube. And I was like...
What did you rant about? Like your work and how much you hated it?
No, when I tell you, like, I don't enjoy working. Like in any aspect, I just want to lie in my bed. Do you know what I mean? And have snacks.
Soft life.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That's all I want to do. So working in retail is probably the worst type of job that you can have because you're dealing with customers constantly. Customers that don't know what they want as well.
Yeah.
In central London as well. It's a lot. So that's how it started. And then I was like, let me put it on YouTube. My first video was, I hate people who talk in the cinema.
I actually do hate people that talk in the cinema.
What is the need? What are you talking about?
I go there for a cold, dark room.
Don't. And a tango blast. Cheeky. Don't. That's what I go for.
Yeah.
It's self-care. So now you're ruining my self-care by talking about things that... Go home and Google it when your film's finished. Yeah. If you don't understand
it's
it.
It's jarring.
So that's how it started, my YouTube.
And what year was this?
Like 6 years ago.
So like an OG.
Yeah. I mean, you're an OG. Yeah. You're an OG.
I am an OG.
With capital
I'm
O.
I'm actually like elderly.
Yeah. She's an OAP in the OG.
In this industry, I am actually like, you know.
Nanny.
Mm-hmm.
Nana Grand.
And I do often think, am I becoming irrelevant?
No.
Because I see people coming up and they're like 20.
But you have to remember that things have changed so much online that like if you're not doing what everyone else is doing, it feels like you're irrelevant. But your audience will ride for you like regardless of what. Do you know what I mean? Regardless of what you do.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, you know, when you have a good support system, when you take a break off socials.
Yeah.
And you come back and there's still those people who are like, oh my God, how are you? We've missed you. And that's when you know that you have an influence.
Mm.
when you feel like you can take a break and yeah. then come back and there's still people who are going to love you and show you support. When you feel like you're stuck in it and you can't take a break, that's when it's like,
do you still feel like you're grinding? Because I feel like there's been no overnight success for me. Like, it is day in, day out. I am still putting in the work.
Yes, I see you. And I see you dibbing and dabbing in different types of content as well.
Yeah.
Which is lovely, though, because it's authentic. Like, your day in the lives of, like, trying to address your mental health.
Yeah.
And your new one that you put on TikTok of, like, is it 30 days?
Yeah, 30 outfits yeah. ideas for moms yeah. not to wear. Because I have yeah. no idea. When I look in my wardrobe, I have so many clothes. So I many can't even nice call it a wardrobe, clothes. I'm mine. Like, what? I don't understand
yeah.
what's happening.
Mm.
Because I haven't got the brain capacity or brain space to think of an outfit.
Yes. Yes. And that's why it's good to have what you have of, like, basics, really good yeah, quality yeah, basics yeah. that you can just switch.
Mix and match.
Because that's all it's about. Who's got the time? When you've got the kids grabbing your leg.
And nothing stays clean.
Yeah.
And I love cream and
I know
beige.
You do. I know
nothing
you do.
Nothing stays clean. I wash clothes every day that yes. I've worn. I can't wear things like twice.
Yes, I can imagine. Even if you wear black. Yeah. Sometimes actually black is worse.
Yeah, the white marks, just the dust.
The digestive crumbs oh that my God. The kids...
The crumbs.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like really...
No, I don't want to talk about the crumbs.
Overwhelmed.
Eyes getting watery. The crumbs. When the sun shines into the house.
Oh my God.
Grace, I'm ready to throw the floor in the sky.
I've
just hoovered this.
I choose my lighting based on how much I can see
yeah.
on the floor.
Yeah.
Nah, it's
it could
too much.
Ruin my day. I mean, a lot ruins my day, but mm-hmm. the crumbs and the way that the kids' hands are, what's it crumbs and...
Just nasty. Like, you're actually getting the bath.
Get in the bath. Stop coughing in my face.
Yeah. Oh my God, the cough in the
yeah.
face.
Yeah.
The breath.
The breath.
Right.
The breath.
Let's talk about this. The breath.
I
the
saw
change.
A TikTok.
The
sorry.
Change of toddler breath.
Grace, I saw a TikTok that said, we need to stop giving these kids strawberry toothpaste. They need mint. They need... Strong.
I tried giving Cypress my yeah,
they need
Colgate.
It. I hear it.
And he looked at me like I was yeah. mad. And I said, poo breath.
Honestly.
I say, we've got to brush your teeth because you've got poo breath.
It's not, and it's their tongue. And like, I try and get breath. Their tongue. Yeah, I try and get their tongue because mm-hmm. I'm like, you lot are stinking.
There's
stinking.
No nice little milky, no. malty breath oh my, anymore. Like Kimiko.
Don't.
She smells like malt.
Yeah.
That Cypress.
Malted milk. Biscuits.
He turned three and it was over.
It's gone. Their feet so aren't cute anymore. Their feet yeah. are like massive. Like their limbs are long. Mm-hmm. They're just, and when they're on top of you, you can feel it. It's like, get off.
And their heads are heavy.
So, everything's heavy. And everything's doof and doof. If I get into it.
We went on a bit of a rant there.
This is what we do.
You do social media.
Yes.
And you have a 9-to-5.
Yes.
And you're a mum of two boys.
Yes.
How's your mental health?
Some days it's... Okay, like I don't ever feel, this is sad, but I don't ever feel like happy or joy constantly, but I'm okay. You know what I mean? I'm like...
You're functioning.
I'm functioning.
Surviving.
But most days it's...
The roller coaster of emotions.
It's an absolute roller coaster. Some days I'm just like, I can't do this. Like, why? Mm. Who sent me to have two kids? Like, I'm just being honest. Who sent me to have two kids so close together?
I'm not built for this.
I am not built for this. I think this to Lord all the time. I'm like, I can't be a mum. It's a bit late. For me to be thinking these way things. But honestly, mental health for me is like up. The week before my period, I am done out. Don't speak.
That's me now.
Yeah. I'm surprised you're even here.
On the floor. Everything
yes.
is swollen.
Yes.
My chin.
Yes.
My stomach.
Everything is
just feels like.
Yeah.
And then my head. Brain
yeah.
fog, fatigue.
Yeah. Yep. Headaches.
Oh, the headache. I've yep. had a headache for a week.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And this has been since I've had kids, though.
Yes.
PMDD.
Never had this before. My periods have changed drastically since having the kids.
Mm.
I try and stay on top of my vitamins, but yeah, that's a lot. That's a whole nother story. But yeah, PMDD is rife
Real. Yeah.
for me. Like, because I didn't think it was a thing at first. I used to just think like, oh, I'm just tired. I'm touched out. And da-da-da. Because you can't, sometimes because of mum life, you can't think about what it could be. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Even though your period's coming.
Yeah.
You're like, has my oldest just been touching me too much?
Yeah.
Or sleep deprived? Or they really do coincide together. So you have to really like know yourself to know that like my period's coming and this week I'm doing nothing. I'm doing the bare minimum. Mm. If I've got to buy takeout, then buy and takeout.
Mm-hmm.
If the kids are going to watch TV for a whole week, then that's what's going to happen because...
I can't do this.
And yeah. it's okay.
Mm.
It's okay because... Everything falls onto the mum, even if the dad's great.
Yeah. Your mum. You are mum day in,
they
day out.
They want you only. Like, my kids only want me. If they could climb back into my belly, Grace, they would.
Into the vagina, 100%.
They would climb in without no problem. Mm-hmm. They just scatter through and just sit up there.
I'm home.
With their snacks.
Yeah.
They'd be fine. So it's just, it's that constant, like, feeling of being needed that I can't, it's a lot.
I think when you're constantly meeting other people's needs.
Yes.
It is insane to think you can meet your own. My therapist said yesterday in our session that when you've lost sleep, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get that back.
Yes.
It's done.
Yeah.
And for mums, that's years and it's years constant. And years of lack of sleep. Yeah. Lack of rest.
Yes.
Lack of sitting still.
Yes.
That wreaks havoc. My body is mash up.
Yes.
Hip pain, back pain.
I can imagine. Breast pain. Yeah, every pain under the sun. And sometimes I don't even have time to figure out what pain it is. Sometimes when I sit down at the end of the day, I'm like, oh, my back. But that pain has been there from last week. And then to think, where am I going to find a time to go and see if that's okay?
Yeah.
Book a doctor's appointment. But for the kids, they've got all their checkups done.
100%.
They've got everything they need. But it's a lot.
And I think as well, social media doesn't help because you go online and you do see this constant barrage of parenting advice, mum advice, how to make £1 million from home on your maternity leave, like hashtag self-care. But like, let's be real, in the day-to-day lives, it's hard.
So hard.
Everyone's struggling.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been unravelled.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, I'm over there. How do I get me?
Yeah, I don't know where if I'm coming or going sometimes. Sometimes I just sit and I'm like, what am I actually doing? And yeah, like you said, social media is really, it's so confusing sometimes because you have a small fraction of mums that is like, rest. Like, sit and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Let your kids, like I said, watch the TV, eat your snacks, like, scroll on your phone all day if you need to. Then you've got the other half of that that's like, no, kids should be outside. Mm-hmm. They should be doing this. They should be doing that. They should be eating veg. They should be, shouldn't be eating oven foods.
Yeah.
You should be sitting with them and playing with them. And it's like, how?
Mm.
If I've got like that much in my cup, how do you expect me to fill up everybody else's cup?
Mm-hmm.
And also, even if you have a great partner, they are not going to fill your cup up like you know how to.
Yes.
So you have to really take time to think, okay, I don't know, on Tuesdays I've got a day, let me do something for myself. But then that means that all the other washing and the snacks and everything that you need to buy.
And then you walk through the door and you're like,
yeah, yeah. Because it's chaos as soon as you step
in. And the to-do list doesn't stop in your head. Right, next week I've got to do that. Tomorrow I've got to do that.
Yeah.
This evening I've got to find those trousers.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
It doesn't stop. Mm-hmm. It honestly doesn't stop. And I've said to myself that like, I have a to-do list for the week. Right. And each day I might tick off one and I might not tick off anything.
Mm.
But it is what it is. Like the washing, I had 4-5 bags of massive like IKEA washing. I don't know how everyone still has stuff in their drawers. I don't know. I don't understand. So I emptied it all on the bed and I was like, this is a madness. But for the whole week, I was like, I'm not doing it. Mm. I'm not doing it. I'm going to bed or I've got work to do. Or like I have to prioritize what's important in that moment.
And everything feels important. What is that about?
Yeah. But to me, it's not.
Nah.
Mm. Like my oldest is school uniform's done.
Yeah.
That's what he needs tomorrow.
You've got pants.
That's all. And that's it.
When I've got no clean pants, I'm like, oh, it's peak.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got to do the washing.
Literally. Yeah, that's me.
Or let me just buy some.
Yeah, that's me. Or my favourite pants. My favourite. I have 4 favourite pants. 4.
Just 4?
Just 4.
Why are they your favourite?
Because they just hold in everything and I can't feel the like hem of the panty.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah.
Seamless.
Where are they from?
M&S.
Yeah, mine.
Yeah, M&S. I need to go to M&S and buy some more, but you know.
M&S doing bits, you know?
Don't.
No, they're doing bits. It's giving Bottega Veneta vibes, okay?
I went in there the other day and I had to just, you know, you just have to focus on where you're going because I had snacks in one
but
hand.
But the food is,
it's
not just an apple pie.
It's not.
It's M&S apple pie.
The custard.
No, seriously.
You see, when I said in the group chat the other day, I want a sticky toffee with M&S custard. Not so any type of custard. M&S custard. And you know I was dribbling at the mouth when you were saying that, like we were talking about burgers.
Do you have an insatiable fascination with the paranormal? Brace yourself, for the supernatural world is about to reveal all of its secrets on the Paranormal Activity Podcast. And who better to guide you through this hair-raising journey than myself, Yvette Fielding, renowned paranormal investigator. Every episode of Paranormal Activity takes you on an unforgettable adventure into the unknown. But that's not all. The true heart of this podcast lies in the stories, evidence, and questions shared by our devoted listeners. Will you dare to join me? Listen to Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding, wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
So me and Ria are in a group chat with our two other friends called In the Trenches because we are in the trenches. But you mentioned your partner.
Yes.
Husband.
Yes.
Lloyd. Is he the calm in your chaos? Does he add to the chaos? Because I think husbands and partners, that's a whole...
He's both. He's both. And he's going to be thinking, here she goes. But honestly, I say all the time, I've got three boys. I'll get the two ready and I'll be like, Lloyd, get in the shower. Lloyd, do this. Lloyd, do that. And I say to him, I get frustrated that I have to instruct you to do things.
Where's the proactiveness?
But the thing is, because of his personality, because he's so calm and just like...
chill.
Zen. You know what I mean? He doesn't think it's like...
Yeah.
Whereas me, I'm like, we gotta do this, we gotta do that, we gotta do this. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
So we don't... Because he's so calm, I get even more frustrated because I'm like, do you not see we've got so much to do in so little time? And he's just like, it's gonna be all right.
Yeah, Lee, my partner, says, oh, it will get done.
Yeah.
But will it? But when? But when? Because I need it done 2 days ago.
Honestly.
Okay.
And also, I have to work in it with the kids.
Yeah.
So like, if you say you're gonna do the washing and like... our oldest keeps kicking the washing and did it. It's irritating me. So then I end up doing it. And I'm trying to learn to just leave it. If he said he's going to do it, leave it. Like the unit that he said he's going to put up in 2009.
Men and DIY.
At the top of the stairs. No. And he's going to say, oh, but I told you that I need a screwdriver. Seek it. Find
it. Buy
it. Do it.
B&Q.
But I just Ray Charles it. Put my glasses on and I just...
Ray Charles.
Chris, I just Ray Charles it. You just got Ray Charles
a lot
of it.
It's a lot. I think my relationship has...
Oh, can we...
Relationship. Always suffered.
Relationship. No, it's
suffered.
Yes.
It's actually here.
Yes.
The priority is here.
Yes.
And I'm struggling to grab it.
It's a lot.
It
it's a lot. Because you have to now navigate... Firstly, I don't know who I am. And now I have to navigate who I am to you.
And I don't like you some days. I have so much...
Yes.
Postpartum rage.
Yes. Yes.
Pre-period rage.
I could imagine.
That I can't speak to anyone.
Yeah. Because the thing is, when we all live in the house, we live in the house together, right? You should know the routine by now. You should know, like... just read the room. When you step into the room, you can smell chaos as soon as you step in. The kids were on top of me screaming. Take one of them upstairs, disappear. Do something without me having to instruct you to do it.
Yeah.
It's just another word. I'm just, again, using words to...
My throat hurts.
I feel like a parrot.
The energy.
I'm going to start recording myself and pressing play because I say the same thing every single day. Mm. I say the same thing to the kids every day. Stop doing that. Stop punching your brother. Stop doing that. Stop jumping.
I feel like I'm often in battle with my toddler. You're 3 years old and we're going head to head right now. Then I think, what?
Yes, that's me. I saw a TikTok that said, why am I arguing with someone who doesn't know how to put their shoes on the right feet? Yeah. That's me with my four-year-old.
He goes, no, mummy.
Yeah, same. Same. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Even my two-year-old said that to me.
Yeah.
Two. He's this big. He's like a midget gem. I don't want to, mummy. Excuse me.
And then you think, I don't want to be a mum right now.
I don't want to do this.
The funniest thing Cypress does is say, oh, you look tired.
Why do you think?
I am tired.
Yeah.
Go to bed, mummy. I can't.
Because your Gruffalo foot was on top of my... Yeah, because her feet, three-year-old's feet are like that big, was on top of my head all night.
Mm-hmm.
And because you want snack after snack after snack. Who do you think is cutting up the strawberries, babe?
The snacks. Let's talk about this because you do a lot of content around like the food shop.
Don't, Grace.
Money.
Don't.
Bills.
Cost of living.
Cost
is it even living?
Of living.
Cost of surviving.
Recession now.
Don't.
How?
How?
Yeah.
Exactly. How? How are we getting it done?
Yeah.
It's an absolute struggle these mm-hmm. days because nothing is fresh. Nothing. I feel like they're taking out eggs out of the packet. Like I'm buying eggs, but I feel like they're making them smaller because why are we using six eggs
a day.
For 1 meal?
Yeah.
For 1 meal, Grace, we're doing fry up. We've done six eggs.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Mm.
The snacks, I'm trying to get the kids to eat more fruit. Yeah, trying to buy fruit. The strawberries don't last.
No.
I cut up one strawberry, the packet's finished. Raspberries, my four-year-old loves raspberries, but he doesn't have a job. So who's paying for it, Grace?
Me. And sometimes you'll buy like strawberries. It's like four strawberries in one pack.
Yeah. You should see me in the freaking aisle. I'm like, one, two, four, okay, fine.
I feel like you're the voice of the people, though. Like, a lot of mums feel exactly like this.
Yes.
And you are platforming that. I think it's really important.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, do you know what it is? It's, I want mums to know, and even my friends that want to have kids, that it's hard, and every aspect has its struggles. Every aspect has its challenges. Like... sometimes my kid doesn't eat. If I get onto my four-year-old and if he's watching this, can you just eat your dinner? Mm-hmm. Can you just eat your dinner and sit down and just stop? Like constantly I'm having to persuade him to like, come on, eat this, eat that. And also to let mums know that's normal. Like sometimes you think there's something wrong with my child. They're not eating. All they want to eat is porridge or Weetabix or they just want to eat crisps for dinner. It's normal.
Yeah.
Just give them what they want.
Yeah.
I could listen. Sometimes Lloyd's like, no, he can't have porridge for dinner. Why not?
Why not?
Why not? Who cares?
Pick your battles.
Pick your battles. I don't care. Have porridge. You've got something in your belly. Good night. See you later. That's it.
Night night.
Literally. And sometimes they'll be like, oh, it's 10 a.m. They want crisps. Eat them. I don't care. Who makes the rules anyway? What book are we following?
Exactly this. You can offer all of the fruit and veg in the world.
Yeah.
They will always want to have the crisp.
Of course.
Maybe some hummus.
Yeah. And I say to him, are you happy? He's happy. He's gleaming.
It's the pressure and the mum guilt.
Yes.
I feel like
you know
this...
what, Grace? I don't have guilt no more.
Really?
I don't have guilt anymore.
You've let it go?
I've let it go.
How?
No, it's not something overnight, right. Obviously. But I honestly say to myself, I am doing the best that I can with what I've got. And I'm doing better than I thought I would have as a mum.
Really?
Like, think of it like this, right? You've got Cypress and Kimiko so close together.
Yeah.
Like, actually deep that.
Yeah.
You're raising two babies.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in toddler world and baby world.
And working. Every day. Yeah.
Like, once you put in work as well, it's crazy. Because there's so much... You want yourself to be here, right? In your career and whatever. But mum life is like... dragging you down and having to switch off that switch of mum life as well to step into being Grace is insane. Like, you know when you have to put out content and you're like, I've just had a really difficult time with Cypress and you've got to put on this face like, hi guys, welcome. Like, that is crazy.
Or like you have like a I often like get into bed and have an absolute mental breakdown.
Yes.
Go to sleep and wake up like nothing happened.
Yeah. Because we have to.
Yeah.
We have to. When I had the kids back to back, right? Like, because obviously I had two under two. I remember feeling so upset with my oldest because I'm like, you're having a meltdown and it's me that has to move on from this. And I had to really let it go. He's a child. Let it go. He's a child. He's not doing it on purpose. You are guiding him and you have to guide him through each meltdown. And also, it's not our job to stop the meltdown. It's not our job. Leave him to have that moment. So I leave them. Have your moment. Mummy, say if you need a hug. That's it. We move on. And I think for so long, I was like, he's crying. We're in public.
It triggered the big feelings can really evoke big feelings in us.
Yeah. Like what, like even when we went to Spain, like my oldest had a meltdown because he wanted a toy. I remember thinking, oh my gosh, we're in public. People are looking at me.
Yeah. I'm a black woman.
Literally.
The black kids in Spain as well.
Exactly. And I think Lloyd went somewhere as well. So it looked like I was on my, you know, people have this stereotypical view that like you're on your own with them, which is absolutely fine. But I had to G-check myself and be like, Rhea, who cares? Why do you care about strangers that you're never going to see again, firstly? Secondly, let him have the meltdown. I let him roll on the floor. I let him do his thing. I said, Levi, I'm here. You chill. If you need me, I'm here. And then it was over in 5 minutes. Because my job is not to stop you
and
having that meltdown.
And when it's
over,
Sappers goes, okay.
Yeah. And you know what?
I'm thinking I'm not okay right now.
I envy them sometimes because I want to be able to just scream.
Yes.
Just scream and no one judge me after.
Yeah, and I want to be the floor able,
yeah, on my knees and just say, I can't do it. I just want to be able to do that. And I look at him and I think, I'm glad that you feel safe with me.
Yes.
You know, that you can do that and you're not bottling up your emotions.
Like we have to do.
Literally, because you think I'm going to hit you or whatever the case is. Like, do your thing.
Yeah.
And just know I'm here, regardless of how you're feeling.
And that must feel amazing. To get it out, like that energy, like I need
that. You
know,
all week, Grace, I've wanted to scream. All week, I've just wanted to just run away, turn off my phone and just not speak to anybody. But I can't.
Because you're a mum.
Because I'm a mum.
And you have two boys.
Yes.
What is that like? I've got one boy, obviously, but I've heard that, raising boys particularly is a lot.
I'm glad that you said a lot. Because I was going to say absolutely flipping insane. That's what I was going to say. But a lot is a good rounded word.
Yeah.
In capitals. Boys are absolutely fantastic. Yeah.
They're really loving. They are loving.
They're loving. Your word,
they're loving.
They're loving. Yeah, they're loving. It's just a lot. Like, they've got energy
that we don't have.
For 25 years. I take them to the park. They come back. They're like, what's next?
Yeah.
Marvel. Yeah. Hulk. They'll be running across the chair.
Yeah.
The chair is not a chair anymore.
They love to jump.
They love to jump, flip. They jump down the stairs. Mm-hmm. They jump in the Spider-Man, Sting. This is what they do day in, day out. And I've just learned to kind of just leave them. We have costumes. They wear the costumes all day. Jump. Be wild. Do your thing. Because otherwise, if you can't be free in your house, where are you going to be free?
Yeah.
If I don't make your home your safe space, where are you going to be free? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So I just let them do what they want.
Yeah,
Otherwise,
you go insane.
I let them do trampoline.
Yeah.
I put mattresses on the floor. They jump onto that. Whatever.
Do your thing.
Do your thing. Because boys, my mother-in-law had 5 boys. And every day she's like, go again for the girl. And I'm like, but I could be like you and have 5 boys. When is enough enough?
No, honestly.
It's enough.
That question, when's your next one?
When,
please.
Do you know what I say to them? I'll have one when you have one. Okay? And then we'll meet up.
What is next for you?
Oh, gosh.
What is your dream, your goal?
Oh,
like,
gosh,
where do
my
you
dream. My dream
be?
Is to have my own show. I want to have my own show on TV.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I want to have my own show. I want to have guests. I want to have different moms on there. Because you know I've got a mum podcast.
Yes.
Well, it's not a mum podcast, but it's like a segment of my podcast where I get mums on, you are coming on when I really sort out my life. Just talking to loads of different mums with like different stories and just opening up like that raw conversation about like, my pregnancy was hard, I really hated it, and that's okay. I don't enjoy being a mum, and that's okay. Like just opening an honest conversation and just making, you know, other mums not feel alone, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd love to have a show like that and just, not just mums, but just have loads of different types of people on there. So that's my dream, to have a show. Yeah. And just put out more TikToks, just shouting and you know?
Ranting. Ranting, darling.
Yes. That's my aim.
What a pleasure.
It was an absolute pleasure.
No, I actually love you.
No, I love you too. It was a pleasure. And you're doing amazing. No, I say this to you all the time. I don't think you give yourself enough grace. Pardon the pun.
She's a comedian.
Literally, I don't think you give yourself enough grace because you're doing... You've got babies that are closer in age than mine. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I always think, like, when the kids are on top of us, it's because they love us.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's like, I love you too, but get off me, you know? But it's a lot.
It's overwhelming, though, isn't it? The love you have,
yes.
And then the overstimulation,
yes.
And the being touched out, like, yes. they exist together, they and it's do. Like, what is happening?
They do. Because then you feel bad. When you tell them to get off, you're like, oh, I feel bad.
Cypress goes to me, oh, you're so beautiful, mummy. Oh, my God.
He's so delicate.
So are you. No, he's just...
He's so delicate. He reminds me of my oldest.
He is everything I would have hoped for to have a boy.
Yeah. He's going to be so delicate. And to have him as the older brother to Kimiko.
Mm-hmm.
Kimiko is blessed.
You see what you could have been as a child in them. Ooh, and it cuts deep.
Yeah.
On that note.
Yeah. Mom's the word.
Mom's the word. Thanks for listening to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast. We love to hear from you. Get in touch on WhatsApp where you can send us a voice message for free on 07-599-927-537. Email us at askmumsthewordpod@gmail.com. We'll be back with another episode, same time, same place, next week.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.